Blog Talk Radio.
Choice to go to New York City, and in New York City, maybe because it's the East Coast North, probably a more cultural existence with African, long-term thing with African-American singer-songwriters. I mean, Jimi Hendrix made it there, you know. So did Lenny Kravitz. So did a lot of stars. Jon Bon Jovi all over made it there. Madonna. So maybe that probably, you know. So, but I was attracted to the Hollywood because of the sunshine and, you know, Prince made in Hollywood, and Guns N' Roses, Motley Crue, etc. But then I realized I was scapegoated because I didn't have long blonde hair. And I went over to Roxy and Whiskey, I went to sing over there, and they were looking at me like, oh, well, you're an R&B. I'm like, why? I was telling them to grow my afro, my hair did get long, and I did perform, and What I'm trying to say is that I was discriminated. They did not want me in the band because of the way I looked. A record company executive did not want me because of the way I looked. Thought I wasn't skinny enough. I didn't look like Vince Neil. Had nothing to do with my talent as a vocalist. Then some of them said, I can't sing a note. Well, if you look, you know, they said, then the ones who said, I can't sing. I don't have talent enough to be a rock singer. Well, if you look at the rock singers, you look at rock music, then you look at the ones Bruce Springsteen, you look at Bon Jovi, you listen to Vince Neil perform in Motley Crue, you look at the Shout and the Devil album, you listen to Axl Rose, Appetite for Destruction, you listen to AC/DC, those guys have sold hundreds of millions of records with those bands. Look how Mick Jagger, I can sing just as good as they are. I have a deeper voice, but I also can scream. Well, I was discriminated, and I hope that Hollywood can be more open to people who are not the typical. Because you will find out that the most unusual, the one who don't follow the trends, can really start their own trend. It's been shown that the ones who start a new trend or the ones who don't follow the trends can really sell a lot. It's not all about the beautiful people or having long blonde hair, which is the Hollywood color. Hollywood can get beyond that. But I had this experience and the way I was acting, and I felt it was unfair. I hope the Roxy Whiskey and Troubadour have fat people sing and black people sing, because there's not a lot of black people in the rock and roll on their Sunset Strip. I mean, they're just as good and just as played it. I mean, it's just, I don't know why Hollywood don't change. I mean, this has been going on since the Oscars. You know, the Oscar controversy is very serious. I think that's a good reason to see that we should not discriminate on people based on race, career, color, or the way they act, shapes and sizes. Do you always have to be skinny to be a rock star? I mean, if you got to sell the product, yeah, but if you got talent, sign them. Give them a chance. I am glad now in this existence that they do have Apple, they do have iTunes, they do have other ways to where you can sell product. You don't need a record company to sign someone. But when I say the Roxy, the Whiskey, Troubadour, give people a chance. Okay? Because they didn't give me a chance. I did sing on the Sunset Strip. So the thing is that I hope this has been going on a long time. There was much more discrimination in the 50s and 60s, so I ain't going to get into that. But open-mindedness is the key, because you'll find there's a lot of talent and a lot of people who can really sell records and maybe start new trends who don't follow the trend. You don't have to be blonde. You don't have to be real skinny or beautiful to be a sellable star. Of course, we already know that the unique, unconventional person will also sell as many records, too. It's just I don't think Hollywood recognizes it enough. I hope they do in movies, and I hope they do in music. It's important that we look at the talent and look at the individual, whether they can write or whether they can play or whether they can sing, and not the way they look. My song Unique is based on that. I hope you like it. Thank you.